Right now, we're going to digress here. She's in Las Vegas on her way to San Diego. Emily Wilkins joins us now in midterm elections. But Emily, I got to start with this weekend. Seahawks, Chargers, you're on your way out to see the Chargers. L.A. now, L.A. Chargers are in L.A.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. She's on her way to see Los Angeles to see Kenneth Walker of Michigan State get it done for the Seahawks.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, like came in, injured reserve. Guy got hurt. I mean, Emily, it's what you expected. The 41 draft pick. I mean, Michigan State's killing it in the NFL.
Michigan State always kills it, Tom. Michigan State always kills it.
I mean, you know, there it is.
All right. So there's lots of races around the country, Tom.
Nevada.
But Emily chooses to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Smart choice on her part.
Yeah.
So, Emily, tell us about Nevada. I think some folks are familiar with, you know, what's going on down in Georgia. That's in the news, but not so much in Nevada. What are you looking at out there?
There's so much to look at in Nevada. Yeah. Nevada's always been a competitive state, right? It's always one that you look at. It's always one that's pretty close. It has this really unique voting population where you do have a lot of independents and you do have a lot of transient voters. And so both parties, you know, they see how close it was last time. They think they've got a shot. You have a competitive governor's race. You have a competitive senator's race. That's very key. Senate Democrat Cortez Masto, she is trying to hold on. She's probably the most vulnerable of the Democratic senators. And plus, you have three competitive House races, and that matters when the House margin is only about five or so seats, and really does not take a lot. And a lot of people think, you know, that a lot of the forces that are playing in one race are playing in others. And so this is a very, very crucial spot.
Emily, with our Greg Giroux, I did a deep dive, and I went south of Denver to Pueblo to look at the Hispanic vote, obviously dominant in Las Vegas as well. Is it rumored? Is that the right phrase that Hispanics will shift Republican?
We definitely started seeing some Hispanic population shift Republican. The one thing that you hear this over and over again is that Hispanic voters are not a monolith. And so those on the South Texas border have different interests and different values than, say, those over in Miami and in Florida. And at the same point, they're different than some of the Hispanic voters that we see.
What do you see in Nevada? What do you see in Nevada?
Yeah, but at the same point, though, there is a real concern. And there is a concern. Republicans are very much trying to target Asian American voters in a way that they haven't in the past. Same with Democrats. They see this as a very important growing block of voters. And what's more, they also see turnout as being very key for both Asian voters as well as Hispanic voters. I mean, part of the thing, I was talking with some folks last night at an event who, you know, they were like, you know, we know it's our civic duty to go out and vote, but, you know, every time we vote, we don't see anything change. Mm. There just wasn't any sort of motivation there to get to the ballot box.
Emily, how are things in Las Vegas? I mean, Vegas is my town. They love me out there. Bellagio, I'm like, it's my home away from home. But how's the economy out there? Because they must have just been crushed with the pandemic and they really rely on tourists. How's the economy out there?
Matt, I'll make sure to drop your name tonight I head to the Bellagio. But no, I mean, if you look at the economy on the surface, it looks far better than, of course, it did. But the key is that Vegas was, of course, hit very hard during the pandemic. You have the service industry, the entertainment industry, the tourism industry in such a massive quantity out here. And those industries were just hit so hard. And so COVID is still very much a part of the debate and the discussion out here. People still very much feel hurt by what happened during the pandemic. They still very much blame Democrats for the shutdowns that they saw. And so there is a lot of questions where Democrats are grappling with their legacy for COVID.
I mean, Bloomberg's got a wonderful story out on the president, Jordan Fabian, with this not campaigning. Mm. Who is the rock star former official that's going to fly in for Republicans and Democrats into Nevada?
I mean, there have been a couple. I know that Pete Buttigieg has been in the state, that mm-hmm. he's campaigned alongside a few lawmakers who I was chatting with last night. But I think, you know, it really is interesting. It's a great story by Jordan, and that kind of highlights the fact that, you know, Biden came out to the West Coast and you chose to go to California and Oregon. And yes, there are competitive races in both states, but it's not states like Arizona and Nevada, which are going to be really big for the presidential in 2024.
Give us the Emily Wilkins overview of turnout. Now, there's Georgia news this morning, but I get the idea that it's a big turnout for midterm. What's the percentage of a midterm vote versus a typical presidential vote, or the last ginormous presidential vote?
I mean, that's a good question. We did see a ton of people vote in the presidential last time, so it'll be interesting to see if we're seeing similar turnout for the midterms. Normally, you don't. Normally, everyone gets hyped up for the presidential election, and parties really try and work to talking with independents and getting them to turn out. But midterms, it's a lot about just turning out your own base. And that's something that Democrats have really struggled to do. And that's why you're seeing so many of them focus on the issue of abortion. Abortion's nowhere near the top of the polls as far as what the main interest is that folks have. That's very much the economy and inflation. But Democrats are saying, look, we need to get folks motivated to come out. And we think abortion is the issue that will allow that to happen.
Emily, thank you so much. Use Paul Sweeney's name at Club Privé, the High Limit Lounge at Bellagio. Some I know that will work. Emily Wilkins reporting from Las Vegas.